Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, finding contentment and satisfaction in life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easy for him to say, right? He's got it all figured out. And hey, let me tell you, finding this sweet spot of inner peace isn't a destination, more like a constant journey with its own twists and turns. But trust me, it's worth every step. Ever felt like there's this nagging void, this sense that something's missing, even when everything on the outside looks pretty good? That's the dopamine chase talking, our brains constantly seeking that next hit of pleasure, pushing us to want more, more, more. M-O-R-E-M-O-R-E. But here's the thing. True contentment doesn't come from chasing external validation or fleeting highs. It comes from within. So, what can we actually do about it? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that sense of genuine satisfaction in your everyday life. 1. Shift your focus. We're bombarded with messages telling us to chase bigger houses, fancier cars, and more followers. But true happiness comes from appreciating the simple things. A good cup of coffee, a walk in nature, meaningful conversations with loved ones. Remember that feeling when you were a kid, finding pure joy in building a sandcastle or getting lost in a book? Let's rediscover that childlike wonder. 2. Practice gratitude. This isn't just about listing things you're thankful for, though that can be helpful. It's about actively savoring the good moments, big and small. When you catch yourself feeling stressed or overwhelmed, take a moment to appreciate something positive in your life, even if it's just a warm blanket on a chilly day. 3. Cultivate mindfulness. Being present in the moment is key. It's easy to get caught up in worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. But when you practice mindfulness, you learn to appreciate the beauty of now. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply observe your surroundings, the colors, the sounds, the sensations, without judgment. 4. Set. Realistic expectations. We often set ourselves up for disappointment by chasing unrealistic goals or comparing ourselves to others. Remember, everyone's journey is different. Focus on your own path and celebrate your unique strengths. 5. Embrace imperfection. This one's a biggie. Striving for perfection is exhausting and ultimately unfulfilling. Life is messy, unpredictable, and beautiful in its imperfections. Learn to laugh at yourself, embrace your flaws, and remember that it's okay not to have it all figured out. Okay, so you're probably thinking, easy said than done, right? I mean, life can be pretty crazy sometimes, and you're absolutely right. Take my friend Sarah, for example. She was super ambitious, always pushing herself to the limit, chasing that next promotion, trying to have it all. But eventually, she burnt out, exhausted, stressed, and feeling completely unfulfilled. She realized she'd been so focused on reaching some imaginary finish line that she'd forgotten to enjoy the journey. She started prioritizing her well-being, taking breaks, spending time with loved ones, engaging in activities that brought her joy. And guess what? Her life transformed. She found more meaning and contentment, not by achieving some grand goal, but by simply being present and appreciating the little things. Sarah's story is a reminder that finding satisfaction isn't about reaching some external milestone, it's about making conscious choices that align with your values and bring you genuine joy. So, what's the takeaway? Finding contentment is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It's about shifting your focus, practicing gratitude, embracing mindfulness, setting realistic expectations, and accepting imperfection. Remember, true happiness comes from within. It's about cultivating a sense of peace and fulfillment that transcends external circumstances. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some things you do to find contentment in your life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media channels. And don't forget to subscribe for more episodes packed with actionable insights and real-life inspiration. Until next time, keep chasing that dopamine reset, but this time, aim for lasting happiness, not fleeting thrills.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.